It has been said that children are our future. This is exactly why we should be concerned about LGBT children and teens, and in fact with any kids who are different in any way. I was strongly reminded about this with two new books that recently came across my desk. Heal This Way, A Love Story, Hot Glue Press, 2013, written by The Little Monsters, a name for Lady Gaga fans, derived in part from her song titled The Fame Monsters, and photographed by Tracy B. Wilson, is a rare gem of a book conceived by Wilson. As she explains in the preface, in the winter of 2013, Lady Gaga had to cancel the remainder of her concert tour. On the weekend that was to be the Born This Way Ball at Madison Square Garden, little monsters from around the world gathered in New York City to celebrate their love and devotion to Lady Gaga and to the community that she has given them. Knowing how anxious they were to let Mother Monster know that they loved her no matter what, I had an idea. I signed up sheet, 3 tweets, and 100 little monsters later, Heal This Way was born. The result is a profoundly touching collection of color photographs and letters, many of them handwritten. One fan writes about how Lady Gaga has changed her life. Probably the biggest way that she had impacted me would have to be helping me accept that I'm a lesbian. Before I heard Born This Way, I felt ashamed and longed for something to make me feel proud of this part of my identity. I haven't come out to my family. I'm not sure if I ever will. I'm terrified of how they would react if they knew. I have come out to my friends, and I'm definitely more open about it to other people, and I have Gaga to thank for that. To read Heal This Way was for me, a baby boomer lesbian, and in full disclosure, a Lady Gaga fan, extremely empowering. In the words of one little monster, you have inspired us to follow our dreams and to try our hardest at things people say we can't do. When I picked up Coming Around, Parenting Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Kids by Ann Dalrymple, New Horizon Press, 2012, I was surprised to see those addressed as straight adults of my generation. But then it made perfect sense. These are the majority of people parenting the next generation, and they need help. Coming Around offers help by explaining what being LGBT means and then acting as a guide for how to be tolerant, accepting, and to lovingly guide LGBT children into adulthood. She offers the advice for the liberal and conservative parent of what to say when a child comes out to them. Her basic advice is to tell the child, who may be a young adult, that you love him or her, not that you love them despite the fact that they are LGBT, and that you are glad that she or he told you. I look forward to the day when mockery of LGBTQs is viewed as socially repugnant. Until that day comes, there are always bridges that can allow passage from the worldview to another. Stand up for your child by interrupting gay jokes that occur in your presence. Listen to your child's insights and perceptions. By valuing his or her experiences, you build the bridge that maintains your connection, writes the author. Coming Around also offers a sound device of getting to know your child's partner and includes sections on marriage equality, same-sex parenting, and becoming a grandparent. While the advice that Coming Around offers may just sound like common sense, the fact is that this information is not common knowledge in the dominant culture. Coming Around is the kind of book that could change an entire family's experience of life. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.